Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and happy new year. There are several things that are happening in our nation's capital of Washington, D.C. This is the Lady Yaz B, Miss Yasmin, and I'm going to hit you today with some current events. It is January 23rd. And a lot of people are quite excited about the impeachment trial of Donald J. Trump. Yesterday closed up day two of the trial of Donald J. Trump in the United States Senate. And let's just say the Democratic House managers had a compelling case, but no one other than independents and Democrats care about the impeachment and the compelling case for the impeachment of this current United States president. Their feeling is that presidents do illegal stuff all the time that's not impeachable, and it's not a compelling case for Republican senators. They are not really engaged in the process. They're sitting there because they have to. They've at least said that they will be a part of the trial. They will participate in it, in as they will go through the motions. They will go through the process, but they're not engaged in the process. Senators are falling asleep. Senators don't want to ask questions. They don't want to hear from witnesses. In a trial, you have a judge, you have the defense, you have the prosecution. The prosecution in this case is literally arguing for the defense of not just the Constitution, but for the people of the United States of America. But it seems as though if you are a Trumplican, which in my opinion is different from a Republican or a conservative, you can have values that align with a party. But Trump policies and procedures and behavior, all of that is different from any traditional political party our nation has ever seen, because if you back Donald Trump, you are not for the rule of law. You are not for decency. You don't think that you should follow process and procedures, and you feel as though it's okay to lie. The president of the United States has lawyers who are on the Senate floor who are demonstrably spreading falsity, otherwise known as lies. And in our nation now, it is hurtful if you tell someone you are blatantly lying. It's disparaging if you tell someone you're a liar. But Cipollone is lying. That is the White House counsel for the office of the White House, not just Donald J. Trump. Cipollone is supposed to be for the office, which is representing we the people, not Republicans, not conservatives, not Democrats. We need to get rid of that party line nonsense, because I'm a progressive Democrat. I have voted for many Democrats. They didn't go far enough for me. And I have voted for Republicans. I voted every time for Chris. I will proudly say that I did. I voted for Chris because I thought he had good policy. I'm a policy junkie. I want to know, how can you help me? How can you help my fellow countrymen? How can I help my fellow countrymen? That's what I think our country should be about, helping thy neighbor. Nothing to do with religion, just good moral sound ground of being a nice human and wanting everyone to have access to affordable health care, for everyone to have not just access to it, but to obtain it, to have it. And Trumplican policy does not allow for the greater good to be helped in our country. And that is why this man should be removed. That's why his administration should be stopped, because he is not working on the behalf and the benefit of the United States American people. We will continue to see how long they can stretch this out. We don't want to make sure our senators are bored, but we are on to day three, I do believe, and we will see. what it brings us. You've been listening to Playtime Chit Chat, and this is the Lady Gatsby.